I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And it's Plastic Man time. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. We take you live and direct to Burris. And Ryan, let's clear this up for a listener. You were not the Captain Ryan Lambert stationed in Bad Hersfeld, Germany in 1970 to 71, were you?
Nope, I wasn't. Didn't have the pleasure.
Well, there must be another Captain Ryan Lambert, an Army captain.
Probably so. Yeah, I didn't serve in the military. Didn't go to college. All I did was work all my life.
Yep. Well, you know, you went to the School of Hard Knocks, as they say, and you managed to graduate magnum cum laude, that's for sure. Well, what you got going on today?
Oh, we got a bunch of boats lined up in the driveway, getting the customers in them. I'm hooking up to the big boat to take some LSU students out to teach them how to save the world.
They're going to save the world.
help save Louisiana anyhow.
Is this part of their course, or is this just a volunteer thing, or are they just some students who had an interest? Or?
Environmental law and biologists and things like that. We go out and we teach them how to build land and what does it and how it works and what kind of fish species are there. We set gill nets out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, that's very rewarding. It's rewarding to see that they're actually bringing them out there to see the real world instead of the classroom world.
Yeah.
You need both.
Tulane, LSU, UNO, all of them do it.
And you're the professor.
Yeah, my 12th grade education stretched to the limit.
Yeah, well, you know your way around and what goes on, and you can identify things and show them the way that things happen down there in a very, very dynamic system. That lower Mississippi River is probably one of the most dynamic deltas in the world.
Yeah, we're going to get a big surge coming in. When you get that big surge, that's when you get the biggest load of sediment coming when they come in. And that's really helped that area get another layer of sediment to where, and it's so funny, you know, when the water's high and it builds up in a spot, as soon as the water goes down in the river, whatever's left exposed will grow grass within 6 weeks. It's so fertile. It's just incredible to watch.
Yeah.
And then you got new land. You know, usually about 50 to 100 foot a year, which is quite a thing because it never quits. As long as it's attached to the river, it's always growing land.
Is part of your lesson to take them on the west side and the east side so they can see the drastic difference?
Well, I can take them on the west side, and I can take them through the old bayous that are marked with PVC pipe, you know, but all they see is open water. So it's really not a very educational thing to see open water because that's all there is left. You know, you can go where the camps were out there and it's just pilings out in the water. And that's how bad. And it's moving so quickly to the west towards Belchase, towards Grand Isle. That land is just eating away so rapidly now. It's scary. And here we are, we're stopping the Mid-Bear Terrier diversion. That's not very good. It's going to, in the future, it's going to cost a lot of people.
Well, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and sometimes it seems like it's overwhelming, and, you know, it's thanks to people like you that, that stay on it on a day-to-day basis and really care about it. Well, let's get back to the fishing. What can you tell people for this time of year, river climbing like this? What's some suggestions on where to go and what tactics to use?
Well, if you're going to go where you have river water, you're going to have to go to the outside where when the tide comes in, the salt water is laden with salt, so it's heavier. So it's going to go under the fresh water. So at high tide, that salt water is going to come all the way up under that fresh water, and those fish go with it. I mean, that's how simple it is. So you want to go to the outside where you get closer to the Gulf water if you're going to be fishing specks and reds. You know, if you're fishing Dennis or Burris or anywhere like that, you know, the beach is going to be where it's going to be. And other than that, you know, if you're fishing anywhere else, you just fish normal. In this time of year, everything's going to be coming out the winter holes and going into the springtime and summer holes. So you're going to want to fish over reefs and stuff, again, going toward the outside because that's where all the bait's going. The shrimp are coming in and the bait's going out.
Well, not that it matters to you because you're the plastic man, but I know a lot of you guys like to use live bait, and there's been a dearth of it. I've been talking to some of the other reporters, and it's hard to find some shrimp. Is there anywhere down there you could recommend for people to get some live shrimp? Does Delta have any right now? I need to check with them and see.
I don't know, but I got them in my boat shed. I put 2,000 in there last night.
Oh, you're in good shape.
So we got a boat now that catches the live bait to make sure that my guys have bait. So, yeah, they go out every day and they catch a couple of thousand shrimp or a thousand shrimp, whatever we need. And that way the boys always have shrimp.
Yeah, and that's not an easy thing to do, especially in an area like where you are with so much influx of fresh water. It's hard to keep that balance to keep them alive.
Well, the pH needs to be a little high, and you can check the salt, but the shrimp need to be in the kind of salt water that came in. But it's not bad. You know, it's all white shrimp still right now. No brownies
right.
Showing up,
right?
And which is unusual. They should start showing up any time now. So it's all white shrimp, and the brownies are easier to keep alive. But they don't like fresh water.
What happened this week with the black bears? We talked a little bit about them last week. What you see in the week now?
Yeah, this is going to be the week that they really start getting thick on the vines. You know, there are a lot of red ones, so by the end of the week, it'll be game on.
Yeah, you guys are almost like Florida down there, the tip of the boot, you know? Different
weather. Even in Luling, though. Even up in Luling, it's time. You know, that by the end of the week, it'll be prime, and you'll be able to pick all the black bears you want.
Sounds good. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and do an eco tour or bring some students down there and, hey, go fishing, my God, that too, tell them how to call you.
Yeah, just go to 504-559-5111 or go to CajunFishingAdventures.com website. And blackberry cobbler, a stick of butter, a cup of self-rising flour, a cup of milk. I use a half a cup of sugar. It calls for a cup. Mix it all together, throw your blackberries in, throw it in the oven, instant blackberry cobbler. There you go.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's some Louisiana fish fry makes a cobbler that's got everything in it. Not as good as homemade, but it's pretty good stuff, and it goes great
it's
with
pretty
blackberries.
Good, indeed.
Yes, it is. All right, my friend, y'all have a good day with the students out there. We'll check in with you next week.
All right, brother, we'll see you soon.
All right, that's Captain Ryan Lambert. Not to be confused with the one in Germany in 1970 and 71.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.